Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Manager of Needle Rush Point on Perdido Key. I have been there since August of 2013, so I have gone through a number of these new ordinances regarding the mouse and the turtles. And I'd been there a couple of years when, first of all, in the name of protecting the beach mouse, they came onto Perdido Key and they killed or relocated every four-legged predator, all the cats, foxes, coyotes. The unintended consequence of that to protect the mouse is we are overrun with giant rats. I am talking tens of thousands of rats.
So, you never know what you're going to get in the open forum. Well, this actually wasn't in the forum. This was in the item. This was a beach lighting item to change the rules and regulations regarding beach properties to protect the turtles. Okay, mostly. And it had to do with shielding all kinds of lights and all kinds of, you know, minor and more substantial tweaks to the current regulations regarding lighting on the beaches. This is Jeanette Paletta, she explained. And she had a lot of stories to tell, which I thought were pretty compelling.
I've had to name the snakes. I call them all Bob. There is Bob, there is his wife Bobette, and the little Boblings. So when my phone blows up every day, Jeanette, there's a six-foot snake on the pool deck. His name's Bob. He's not going to hurt you. Throw a rock at him, he'll run. The other calls I get, Jeanette, Bob was on the deck today. And then the rat came across the deck. And it wasn't a problem because Bob was chasing him. But when the rat ran in the lady's beach bag, the screaming started.
Now, I'm all for a little snake-on-rat violence entertainment, but still, you can see why she might be concerned about this.
Now you want me to put lights on my building to make the rats happier. I don't want rats in my building. Rats in a building are a health hazard. I'm looking at this ordinance and the things it's calling for. All the glass has to be replaced with tinted glass. All the lighting, including lighting in swimming pools, has to be wildlife friendly. Don't want rats in my pool. Don't want them on the pool deck. Sure as hell don't want them in the buildings. Already have that. It makes no sense.
I do not want black rats in pools. I do not want black rats in purses. I understand.
There is also a light part of this ordinance says
Ms.
Section F. Television. I have to police televisions. Televisions have to be put so that they don't reflect outside of the building.
Yeah, I mean, she's right. Televisions or other illuminated screens shall be located landward of the dunes and shall be shielded or positioned such that they are not directly, indirectly, or cumulatively visible from the beach. There's a rule about fire pits and impeding the light and ponds and fountains. And, you know, it's pretty comprehensive. Now, I get what I assume the intent of this ordinance would be, which is to make sure that there's not much lighting to draw the turtles when they emerge from their nests away from the water towards the structures, which is why we go to the low-impact lighting on the beach, those amber lights instead of the... Okay, I get it. But she says, look, you've really created this problem, and especially in conjunction with the beach mouse, you've made such an issue that now I got to deal with the snakes and the rats and the... Would you stop meddling? District 1 Commissioner, it is now the District 1, Perdido Key is in District 1, Jeff Bergosh says.
I have a lot of concerns about this ordinance as well, not just the ones Ms. Paulette expressed, but one of the biggest issues that I have is this obviously impacts my district, Perdido Key District 1, but it also impacts District 4. And there, we don't have a representative. The governor has not appointed a representative for reasons no one understands, but we're short one man or woman, and this is going to be a very impactful ordinance for District 4 as well.
I totally agree. He's right. What the hell? As we keep saying, Governor DeSantis, we need a District 4 representative. Can you please do it.
So I would like to know from staff, what is the impetus for this being put on the agenda now, vice waiting until we have the full complement, including a District 4 board member? I mean, if it's something that could wait, I agree with Ms. Paulette. We should never be in the business of telling people where to put their TVs. That's ridiculous. I mean, help me understand why this is on the agenda now, vice when we have a full complement, including a District 4 board member.
So, Commissioner, make it easy. This can wait until there's a District 4 commissioner.
Then that's my motion. Thank you,
that's,
Tim.
That's Tim Tolbert, Building and Services. So they're going to wait. It's another thing, just like the boat ramp regulations that got punted. The lighting regulations are getting punted in part because of District 4 being a vacant seat, which is correct to wait, but why should we have to wait?
Let's bring this back after November, because I don't think we're going to get one until then. And let's, in the meantime, let's go through it with some common sense, right? We can't tell people we have to police where they put the TVs. That's out of control. That's ridiculous. That's my motion.
It's out of control. And I understand the source. I think I understand the source of why that would be in there. But I also think, like, now you're telling people where to put their TVs? Well, it's a light source. Yeah, but you're telling people where to put their TVs, right? Jimmy, and how hard is that to do? If it's an outdoor TV at a pagoda type bar, Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're in Pace and Milton this morning, you can expect to see traffic building up on Woodbine and Chemukla at their respective intersections with Highway 90. But clear as you approach the bridge into Pensacola. And coming in from Milton on I-10, if you take Avalon Boulevard to I-10, use caution around the middle of the bridge there on the Escambia Bay Bridge, because we were seeing reports of debris in the road heading westbound. A couple traffic lights out in Pensacola this morning on W Street at the intersection of W in Fairfield and W in Palafox. Those traffic lights are out, so please use those as four-way stops. Approach them with caution. We have made an effort to contact the Sheriff's Department about those lights to get them fixed.
Yeah, I haven't
up.
Heard anything back. Both the county and the sheriff, I haven't heard anything back yet on that. So
for now, just use caution approaching those intersections, W in Fairfield, W in Palafox. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Yeah, somebody texted me in and says, nobody's yet established the fact that turtles died from watching TV. Of course, could be their sports on and their Auburn fans. I don't know. I can say it. 437-1620. Pensacola Hardware right now is in the middle of its end of season blowout on heaters and fireplace accessories while supplies last. Fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, propane convection heaters, electric tower heaters, and Hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces are on sale while supplies last. Get it now so you can enjoy it when it's cold outside and you'll want it. And it could make a pretty sweet Christmas gift for somebody who likes to have things a little bit warmer in the winter. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. You can also buy hardware supplies there, and they will help you with advice and whatever you need. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown. At 20 East Gregory Street. 718 here on News Radio Pensacola. Getting back to this beach ordinance for just a second, or the beach lighting ordinance, because there's two important things here. One is, this went in a completely different direction when Lumen May got a hold of it.
I got some rat problems, but not that type of rat problem.
The what now? The woman's got rats and rattlesnakes, and you're talking about what now?
Well, Jeff, you were not the commissioner for Bonito, but we gave $2 million for a white beach mouse. So I guess you got some of the black rats from now.
Oh, now it's a race issue? People are upset about the black rats and protecting the white beach mouse? Really, Lumen? It's a race issue?
But, Jeff, I would think that's a public health problem if she's inundated with that many rats. I mean, so what are we doing about it?
The problem is we're protecting one rodent, right? And the unintended consequences. When you take the apex predator out, you're going to have an abundance of the other ones that you don't like. So we have to be careful. We can't just kill the rats if it's something that's going to kill the beach mouse. So it's frustrating, and I don't know what the answer is, but I know meanwhile, we've got to follow the federal law.
We spend a heck of a lot of money on the beach mouse.
Oh, yes, we
heck
do.
Of a lot. Heck of a lot.
Heck of a lot.
Tons of it. Don't worry.
Because I was trying to get some money to get the rats out my district, and we were giving y'all money to put mouse in your district.
Different species.
So
of
now, and honestly, Jeff, we can sound facetious, but we're going to spend millions of dollars for white beach mouse, and now we're complaining about rats out there. I mean, that's counterproductive, in my opinion. I mean, why? I mean, and so to me, we got to think those things out.
Maybe not as counterproductive as continually referring to it as a white beach mouse. I'm just, maybe that's just sort of irrelevant information. Endangered versus non-endangered might be more the term to use, but okay. What this definitely reminds us of and raises again is this question of the District 4 representative. But I have news! The news is, after months of asking for it, I finally have a list of all the people who have formally applied to get the District 4 position from the governor. I had this public information request in for months now, and they did finally get back to me yesterday. I'll publish the list with some of their statements. Reading their statements about why they wanted it was kind of interesting. I don't have time to read all of them on the air. It might be a little boring to you anyway, but here is the list from which the governor is going to select a District 4 commissioner. Maybe soon, maybe after the primary, maybe in November. Boyce White, who ran for the seat in 2018. Stan McDaniels. Mae Ling Davis. Brian Wire. Greg Hodges. Jared Moore, current city council, District 4, who has not filed to run because then he would have to resign his seat to run. That's why he wasn't in the forum the other day, by the way. Buck Mitchell. Walker Wilson. Chase Andy Romagnano. And Ashley Hoffberger. So that's your full list. That's your full list of people from whom, and I think some of those are a little bit more viable than others, but still, that's your full list of all the people the governor is going to pick from, according to the public information request that I finally got fulfilled from the governor's office just yesterday. 721 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work from most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income, financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:25 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. We will have Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, on in just a second. Before that, Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are just seeing two traffic lights out in Pensacola this morning on W Street and Fairfield, and W and Palafox. So please approach those with caution and use them as a four-way stop. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Now to Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, Dave Greenwood. This beach report is brought to you by All Season Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you, and happy Memorial Day weekend.
Happy both to you as well. It's a big weekend, obviously. Full staffing at the beach and, as of yesterday, towers at Perdido, right?
That's right. We have a tower located at public access, too, on Perdido Key. Very, very happy. We worked with, and a shout-out to our road department. Jamie Higdon and his team did an incredible job because that tower was delivered here. And they transported it from Pensacola Beach out to public access, too, and set it up for us. So they did an amazing job. Very, very happy with the work that they've done for us.
I heard that there was a little bit of an IKEA moment involved in all of this, too, that maybe the nuts and bolts didn't get delivered properly, but they did finally have to overcome the challenge and get it all put together.
Well, that was the whole thing, Andrew. I mean, there's always, remember the words of project manager's fallacy, the project planning fallacy. A project never takes, there's always little hiccups when you attempt a project. You got to adapt. And we're really happy that we did. And we've got towers. We've got a tower at Park East and Park West and one tower, Bosch Tower, out there on Perdido Key.
No, that's fantastic. And as you say, kudos to the folks who made that happen. I super appreciate that. Memorial Day weekend, lots of people, lots of staff stress. How are we looking for the beach conditions this weekend?
Well, right now it's kind of bumpy because if you pre-dawn hours, it got a little windy. Got a little convection coming off the Gulf. So we've got a yellow flag posted and probably will today unless this wind's, I'm looking at, white caps out there. And not too rough, but just enough to where, we could fly a yellow flag. So it's going to be a little bumpy, but other than that, nothing major. So we're looking for a nice, mostly sunny weekend. So it's going to be a good kickoff to the summer season.
Very good. And since a lot of people are in from out of town or, there's a lot of just people around, any quick notes you want to let people know about just to remind them before they go out and try to have fun in the Gulf?
Well, just stay hydrated, please. Stay hydrated. Temperatures, it's really started to get hot over the past few days, and so hot summers is upon us, and we just have to plan accordingly. Use plenty of sunscreen if you haven't been out in the sun quite recently, so plenty of sunscreen and hydrate well.
Very good. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Very good.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do? You call All Season Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Season provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
All right, 7:29 here on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, somebody texted in and said when Lumen was making the joke about the white beach mouse and the black rats, says he was being facetious when talking about the rodent color. It may not be funny to white people, but as a black listener, I was laughing my butt off. So I'll take the note. Fair enough. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine asking for a special state legislature session to get President Biden on the state's ballot in November. He's recommending the Ohio House and Senate meet next week to pass a fix for the timing conflict, keeping Biden off of the candidate listings. Apparently, they have a rule in the state that ballots have to be certified 90 days before the election. That would make the deadline August 7th. His nomination won't be official until August 19th after the Democratic convention.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Hey, coming up next, we'll do our part two installment in our series, just brand new series we started last week of Know or Meet Your Tenant Commands, finding out what NAS Pensacola, Corey Station, and Whiting Field are all about beyond what you might think.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Huge outpouring of support for former President Donald Trump in New York City, South Bronx neighborhood.
It's time for a change in leadership. We've been voting down the same party for years now, and nothing has changed. Things have gotten out of control.
And Mr. Trump discussing the economy.
On day one, we're going to throw out Bidenomics. Are going to replace it with Maganomics, like your hats, Maganomics.
The last time that area supported a Republican president was in 1924. The top United Nations court will rule today on an urgent plea by South Africa to order Israel to stop its military operations in Gaza and withdraw from the area. Israel is not likely to comply with any such order. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is partly to mostly cloudy right now, 78 degrees this morning in Pensacola. An Escambia County father charged in a tragic case involving the death of a one-year-old child yesterday. The sheriff's office says they responded to a home on Shoal Creek Drive where a child had drowned in a bathtub. Investigators say 21-year-old Mark Basolto was home alone with his two children when he put the one-year-old in a bathtub with the water running, took medication, and fell asleep in another room. Woke up 2 hours later and found the one-year-old unresponsive in that bathtub. The boy was pronounced dead after being taken to a local hospital. Basolto is now charged with aggravated manslaughter involving the death of a child and being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. Santa Rosa County leaders are punting the idea of a new Navarre Beach bridge that would be paid for by tolls. During the meeting yesterday, the Board of County Commissioners heard a presentation from Delivering Bridges LLC, who proposed a privately funded four-lane bridge, which would cost between $150 and $200 million. Toll reimbursements ranging from $2 to $5 would cover that cost. Commission Chairman Sam Parker said the majority of the board just didn't have an appetite to toll their residents.
I am very encouraged that Senator Don Gates is going to be reelected into the Florida Senate later this year. And I think that that will absolutely open up an opportunity that he will be able to work for our area on behalf of the Panhandle, because this bridge obviously services more than just Santa Rosa County.
And Parker also said that if Donald Trump were to be reelected, Florida could potentially receive more federal funding than what the Biden administration has been doling out. Speaking of bridges, traffic headed to Gulf Shores was a little bit smoother yesterday. Those $5 tolls on the Foley Beach Express are now a thing of the past. Neil Belitsky is the president of the Baldwin County Bridge Company. They sold that bridge to the state of Alabama.
We have 35 people that are basically not going to be with us after today. And so we have about five people that are going to be staying with us for a couple of months. It's a bittersweet day for all of us.
The Alabama Department of Transportation says their next goal is to demolish the toll plaza, and they say that should be done by mid-June. Well, there's probably going to be a lot of people out on the roads over the weekend. AAA announcing yesterday they expect 2.5 million people around the state of Florida to travel at least 50 miles or more on the holiday weekend. That would break a record set last year. Nationally, AAA projecting this to be the second highest traveled Memorial Day on record. A federal judge having some second thoughts about his ruling on a state immigration law this week. Judge Roy Altman Wednesday blocked part of that new state law that makes it illegal to transport an illegal immigrant into the state. But yesterday, Altman issued a new order, questioning if the ruling on Wednesday was too broad. He's asking the state and the plaintiffs to submit written briefs in the next 2 weeks on how broad that ruling should be. And then he could determine if Wednesday's ruling applies to just the plaintiffs, to the South Florida district under his jurisdiction, or potentially to the whole state. 735 at News Radio. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
David, not seeing too much on the roadways this morning. We did have two traffic lights out earlier on W Street. That was W and Fairfield and W and Palafox. We were seeing some traffic building up due to that, those outages. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're looking good all the way into Pensacola this morning. Just some minor slowdowns before the Avalon Boulevard intersection, and as well as the before you get on the 3 Mile Bridge, but clear into Pensacola. And if you're coming in from Pace or Milton, you can expect to see some traffic building up on Woodbine and Chemukla at the intersections of Highway 90 and seeing some slowdowns on US 90, so expect some delays if you are coming in from that direction. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74 degrees. Keeping that nice weather around as we head into Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 88. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 74. For Sunday, high near 87 and a low near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is looking like a beautiful Friday morning out there right now. Partly cloudy, maybe partly sunny if you're more of an optimist. 78 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Your next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Gas prices have lowered just ahead of the Memorial Day weekend holiday. Federal data says the average cost of regular gasoline in the U.S. lowered to $3.58 per gallon last week, which is down from $3.67 a month earlier. The recent figure is roughly in line with prices from a year ago and about 5% below the typical pre-Memorial Day costs. AAA expects a record 39 million people will travel 50 miles or more by car this weekend. Shares of insurance companies have dropped after the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasted a record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season, with the largest number of major storms since the agency began reporting in 1998. Ocean Heat, Arthur J. Gallagher, and Willis Towers Watson all dropped by at least 1%. Officials have predicted this season will see between 17 and 25 named storms. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing the big closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Woo! Splash four!
You been thunderstruck!
Oh, that should give you just a little taste of the air, of the sea, and of the underwater capabilities of the Navy as represented in movies and good songs. And this is a series that we're doing trying to bring you a little bit closer to all the variety and diversity of and importance of the missions that take place on board NAS Pensacola and NAS Whiting Field and Corry Station. Joining us now for our second installment, Captain Brad Arthur, call sign Redman. He is the commanding officer at the Naval Aviation Schools Command. Redman, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you very much, Andrew. I appreciate you having me, and good morning to your Pensacola listeners.
Oh, no, it is great to have you. I'm so excited about teaching people what y'all do. So you have a really interesting position in the Naval Aviation Training Pipeline. You're step one. Right? Officers come out of the academy, they come out of ROTC, they come out of OCS, and also some non-officers come to you straight from boot camp, and you are the first step that they ever take in terms of aviation training. Is that right?
That is correct, Andrew. Yeah, I'm very fortunate for Naval Aviation Schools Command. We get to do the initial indoctrination into Naval Aviation for everyone that's going to be in an aircraft. So it's very exciting. Exciting stuff to do. It's fun. You get to see the youth, the future coming in. And we do get about 3,000 officers and enlisted that come in a year that we indoctrinate into the first steps of naval aviation. So it's fun, a lot of moving parts. And I'm very excited to have this opportunity to speak about it.
So when people talk about us being the cradle of naval aviation, they're really talking about your command, about Naval Aviation Schools. And so you said 3,000 a year. How many at a given time are in training going through your particular phase of the operation?
Well, on deck at any given time, it fluctuates a little bit with the officer side because of college graduation when they get commissioned. But you can look at it as about 700 officers on board at any given time. And about 300 to 400 enlisted on board any time, waiting, getting them through the process for training.
And how long does each side take? Like, how long does your portion of the officer training take?
Once we get the officers, when they check on board and can start going for our, when I talk about the officers, I'm talking about the student naval aviators, student naval flight officers, and now newly our student AVPs, which is aerial vehicle pilots. That's a new thing that's just started.
They go about drone operators, right? Drone operators?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So when you talk about timing, it takes about 8 weeks for us to get them when they first get here, get their orders in. You know, they got to move into Pensacola, find a place to live. But then we got to get them through all the process, get them through the medical process, measure them, make sure that they're going to fit in certain cockpits, do all these prerequisites, we like to call it. And I call that the portion of knife zero, that naval aviation induction flight evaluation portion, and that would be the first step. So that takes about 8 weeks to get them ready. A lot of things in there. We also get them in swimming so that they can make sure that we get them safe. They have all the abilities to operate a naval aircraft with regards to flying over the water. And then we get them into knife one, which is the academics, and we put them through about 4 weeks of pretty intensive academics, ranging from engines to aerodynamics to navigation and weather. And it's a very fast-paced 4 weeks, and anyone that's gone through it will tell you that it's taken a college-level course a week, almost a graduate-level course a week. So they have fun with that. Then I get them into flying. Takes about 6 weeks to do that. We fly them in the Cessna, mainly at Pensacola Regional. We fly them out of there. And then after that, we send them over to the Dunkers and get them ready and send them off to the training wing, just like at Whiting Field, the training wing 5. I'll send them over to Fez's group up there, Colonel Crockle. Or I send them to Cricket White at training wing 6 and on Pensacola, and then some we send over to Corpus Christi. So So you're looking at, you know, when we get him into the training, you're looking at about a 20 week to 23 weeks on average to get him through the pipeline.
But that's for everything. That's from start to finish, putting him in a fleet replacement squadron, right?
That's to get him to this, the training wing.
Oh, okay.
Just the training wing. So
thank you.
Training wings. Yep. And that's just the officer side of it. And then on the enlisted side.
Well, hold on. Let's pause there for a second, because I know it's a lot of terms that people might not know, and I just want to make sure everybody's getting it, because my goal is for them to get what you guys do. The officer side, you're training future pilots, future naval flight officers, which is backseaters, future rescue swimmers, and now the drone pilots that are warrant officers. And that's about your portion of it is about 8 weeks. You do all of this college education material, weather, engines, aerodynamics, all of that. And then part of that is also getting them in the Cessnas. But that's relatively new, right? In the past, and this is called NIFE, Naval Introductory Flight Evaluation. It used to be what? API was the old name is what they used to call it. And they didn't used to do any actual flying in this portion. Is that right?
Exactly. When I came through in 95, it was just API. And we did all the indoctrinating stuff that had nothing to do with physically flying the aircraft. All the academics, all of the swim quals and the dunkers and the medical and get you all ready. Then they would, when you've graduated, you went to Whiting Field. I went to Whiting Field, or you went to Corpus Christi, or you stayed at Pensacola if you're a naval flight officer, a student naval flight officer, and you go to the training wings there, and then you get in your squadrons and you touch an aircraft for the first time. That changed years ago. It changed to where we were just going to different places and sending people to fly in a Cessna at different places around the country. And then we consolidated about 3 to 4 years ago here in Pensacola. And now it's under schools command. And we have a contract, and we just send them out to get some flying time, to get them ready, because the T6 at Training Wing 4 and Training Wing 6 and Training Wing 5, that's a significant step into an aircraft. So we see the value of getting them in a Cessna prior to going to the T6.
Interesting. Yeah, I had not known that until I started doing some research to get this going. I didn't think any actual flying for beginning pilots took place at that first phase on board NAS Pensacola. I thought it was only basically the NFOs or at Whiting. So that was news to me, is that there was actually, you know, plane flying going on there. We'll come back to you in a second. We're talking to Captain Brad Arthur. He is the commanding officer at Naval Aviation Schools Command, what most people would think of as the beginning of pilot and also enlisted training. We'll talk about that in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are coming into Pensacola from Pace or Milton this morning, we are starting to see some traffic building up on Woodbine and Chemukla at their respective intersections with Highway 90, and seeing some traffic building up on the US 90 bridge, but clearing up as you come into Pensacola. Heading southbound on Scenic Highway, you can expect to see some traffic built up before the Olive Road intersection, and that's going back about a half mile, so expect delays through there. If you see anything else on our road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Captain Arthur, call sign Redman. Sometimes I may go back and forth between calling him a bunch of different things because I'm a silly civilian. so, Redman, I hope you don't mind. But this was
not mine at all.
Yeah, see, this was also new information to me, is because I didn't realize that there was an enlisted training element under your command, but basically, anybody who's going to get into an aviation platform, whether it's rotors, helicopters, or fixed wing, anything like that, many of those platforms have more than just the pilot. They have crew, and your air crewmen, they also begin under your training command. Is that right?
That is correct, and then it's a significant portion of naval aviation, and our enlisted air crewmen are critical to the mission success in our fleet for all of our aircraft. It is exciting. They come to boot camp and they come down here, and we do what we're doing for the pilots and NFOs and what I just talked about with the officers. We do the same thing, but in a different way with the enlisted that come in. And, we get them ready for coming out of boot camp. I could do the same thing. I got to get them physically checked and measured and make sure that they're good to go. And then we put them in the Naval Air Crew Candidate School, where they learn how to be an air crewman. And it's physical. We get them in the water as well, at water survival, and teach them a lot of stuff. And then from there, when they graduated after about a six to eight week process, the ones, there's some that are going to be rescue swimmers, the ones that fly in helicopters and will go in the water and rescue someone. There's another school that we put them in, and that's the Air Rescue Swimmer School. And it's a one-of-a-kind, unique. It's the only one in the Navy, and it's here. And it is a significant training there, and it's really fun to watch, I'll tell you that. When they graduate from that course, they are very well trained, and they're ready to go out and save lives if called upon. That is the enlisted side.
Yeah, do the enlisted air crew, do they then go through that same subsequent process of learning the platform itself, you know, learning whether they're going to be on the E-2 or the whatever they're going to fly on? They have to learn that subsequent the same way pilots do?
Sure. So this is the primary, or just that indoctrination portion. And so I get them ready, then I'll send some will go to rescue summer school, but then they also go to NATSE, the Naval Air Technical Training Center, which is on Pensacola as well. And some, they'll do different courses there depending on what platform they're going to. If they're going to PH, it will be a certain amount of weeks. If it's, they're going to fly in the 60 Romeo or Sierra, those timelines are a little different. It's now they're starting to get really specific for the aircraft they're going to.
Got it.
And there's various aircraft. Same with the Marine Corps as well. But from there, then they go off to out to other parts of the country and get into the fleet replacement squadrons that you mentioned, and then they continue on their follow-on training there. That is where they will end up getting their wings, is there.
Okay.
Just like the pilots and NFOs, you get your wings farther down the line. I'm just the beginning steps.
And just to make sure, because I don't want to misstate it, but and you may have said, and maybe people didn't hear, I didn't hear, but not just Navy, but Marines and Coast Guard, everybody who's in an aviation platform of any kind, or rescue swimmer or drone related, they are now starting under your command here at NAS Pensacola. So literally their first thing they do is in the Navy after boot camp, if they're enlisted, or after, you know, OCS, or, you know, college, ROTC, or the academy, is they come here first. Is that right?
That is correct. And that's why the Cradle of Naval Aviation is here in Pensacola. And the Naval Aviation Schools Command is that first part of that cradle. And that's every single person that is going to be in an aircraft that is in the Navy and the Marine Corps, the ones flying for the Coast Guard. And then a lot of our international partners out there, is 18 different countries that we help train as well. But for our Navy and Marine Corps blue-green team, absolutely every single person that's in an aircraft out there in the fleet, they all start here in Pensacola.
Outstanding. Now, one thing that for civilians, it's a little bit mind-boggling to understand, not just the acronyms, but the order of authority chain of command. And here's where things get a little difficult to understand. Much of what happens for example, for pilots and NFOs comes under the Chief of Naval Air Technical Training, Sinatra. You are not under Sinatra. You are under Naval Aviation Schools Command, which reports to Naval Education Training Command, NETSI. And so your ultimate superior officer is Admiral Cherico, which is based on NAS Pensacola, right?
That is correct. I am one of the learning centers, one of many learning centers that are under Admiral Cherico's command, NETSI, we like to call it. My customer is Sinatra, but my boss is NETSI. So it's a very good, well understood relationship.
Sure.
That I know different things that I need to do for each command. But my boss is Admiral Cherico, and he is on Pensacola, as you said.
Right.
His command is vast, and any given day there's about 37,000 sailors or Marines getting trained underneath entities that are under NETSI's command across the country.
And we will be talking with Admiral Cherico later on in the process, of course, because as you say, it's a huge command. I knew we'd run out of time before we ran out of questions. I have a real quick, give me your best guess on a 1 to 10 scale, how accurate is Officer and a Gentleman? Because that's the closest thing to what you do.
How accurate? Let's see. We'll give some of the technical stuff they do in there, we'll give it about a 6.
Okay.
We'll keep it at about a 6, I guess.
Okay, and we'll leave all of the drama and the other stuff aside, because that's its own question. Yeah. But that's the closest movie representation of what your job is, though apologies for the comparison. Captain Brad Arthur, callsign Redman, commanding officer at Naval Aviation Schools Command. Redman, thank you so much for the time. Thanks, Richard. Thank you for participating in this process and helping people get a little bit better picture of what goes on board NAS Pensacola, man. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your service now that you're coming to the end of your career here at Pensacola.
Thank you very much, Andrew. I appreciate it. And I wish you and all your listeners and your family there a meaningful Memorial Day. And thank you very much for taking the time.
Well, no, thank you, and thank you for reminding of that. Absolutely. 7:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you need any kind of electrical, air conditioning, plumbing, or heating work done, Peden, they will take care of you. Call them. They'll come out, and they'll take care of you right away. 100% satisfaction guarantee. On-time professional folks who do the right thing the first time. Get the best price of the year on Briggs & Stratton standby generators before storm season begins. $2,500 off through May. So that's just for the next week or so. And to celebrate 55 years in business, Peden is offering a complete AC tune-up for $55. Call today and schedule your $55 AC tune-up at Peden, PEDEN.com. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We just have a couple traffic lights out in Pensacola this morning on W Street. That is W and Fairfield and W and Palafox. Unclear as to whether those have been resolved, but please use those intersections as four-way stops and drive with caution through those areas. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department.
7:59 here on News Radio Pensacola. Man, I hope you're enjoying this series. I hope you're enjoying learning about the military mission on board NAS Pensacola. And it'll be Whiting, and it'll be Corey, and this will be a long time doing this, but I hope you find this fascinating. David, you have a 10-second news story for me?
I sure do. A member of the Biden administration will be in Uvalde, Texas today for the second anniversary of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. They'll be at a vigil honoring the victims.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.